Imagine a partnership that has been fostering growth and development for over 6 decades, a partnership that has made a significant impact on a nation's progress. This is the story of the Japan-India development relationship, with Japan being India's largest bilateral development assistance partner since 1958. On 3rd March 2026, Niti Aayog and the Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA, signed a phase 2 Memorandum of Understanding, deepening bilateral cooperation on Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, across 6 thematic areas. The Niti Aayog-JICA collaboration is part of India's broader engagement with Japan under the framework of the Japan-India Special Strategic and Global Partnership, which was elevated to this status in 2014. The phase 2 had focused on knowledge exchange on SDG monitoring, localization of SDGs at the state level, and sector-specific development models. But what makes this phase 2 partnership significant is that it expands the scope to 6 thematic areas: urban development and smart cities, disaster risk reduction, agriculture and food security, healthcare and WASH, climate change and environment, and digital transformation. First, let's look at urban development and smart cities, which includes financing models, urban mobility, and solid waste management. Then, there's disaster risk reduction, where Japan's expertise in earthquake and tsunami disaster risk reduction will be invaluable. Next, we have agriculture and food security, focusing on precision farming, crop diversification, and post-harvest management. The fourth area is healthcare and WASH, which involves primary healthcare strengthening, water supply, and sanitation under the Swachh Bharat mission. The fifth area is climate change and environment, which includes low-carbon transition, clean energy, and forest conservation. And finally, we have digital transformation, which involves government digitalization, e-governance, and digital public infrastructure. But why does this partnership matter? Japan has been providing official development assistance, or ODA, to India continuously since 1958, making it the longest unbroken bilateral ODA relationship in India's history. The cumulative Japan ODA to India stands at approximately 4.4 lakh rupees crore, which is around $53 billion. And here is something that surprises many students: Japan is not only India's largest bilateral development assistance partner but also India's fourth largest FDI source. Now, let us turn to the historical context. JICA, the Japan International Cooperation Agency, is Japan's primary ODA implementing agency, operating under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Japan. It was restructured in 2008 to merge 3 agencies, the old JICA, JBIC's ODA loan functions, and JICA's technical cooperation arm. JICA provides 3 types of assistance: grant aid, which are free financial transfers for least developed countries; yen loans, which are low interest, long tenor loans; and technical cooperation, which involves experts, training, and equipment transfer. What makes JICA significant is that it is distinct from JBIC, the Japan Bank for International Cooperation, which handles commercial financing. And here is a key fact to remember: India is JICA's largest loan program country globally. Some of the key JICA-funded projects in India include the Delhi Metro, the Western Dedicated Freight Corridor, the Mumbai-Ahmedabad High-Speed Rail, and the Bangalore Metro Phase 2. Now, let us look at Niti Aayog, the National Institution for Transforming India, which replaced the Planning Commission on 1st January 2015 by Executive Order of the Union Cabinet. Unlike the Planning Commission, Niti Aayog has no fund allocation powers, and it operates under a governing council chaired by the Prime Minister, with all chief ministers and the Lieutenant Governor of Union Territories as members. The shift from the Planning Commission to Niti Aayog reflected the move from a centralized planning model to a cooperative federalism and advisory model. But what about India's progress on the SDGs? India has integrated SDGs into its national development agenda through Niti Aayog's SDG India Index, which annually ranks all states and union territories on SDG progress. India's overall SDG score improved from 57 out of 100 in 2018 to 71 out of 100 in 2023-24. However, India still faces challenges on some SDGs, such as SDG 2, which focuses on zero hunger, and SDG 6, which aims to provide clean water universally. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Niti Aayogjika Phase 2 partnership was signed on 3rd March 2026, and it focuses on SDG cooperation across six thematic areas. The six themes are urban development, disaster risk reduction, agriculture, healthcare and WASH, climate change and environment, and digital transformation. Japan has been providing ODA to India since 1958, making it the longest bilateral ODA relationship in India's history. The cumulative Japan ODA to India stands at approximately 4.4 lakh rupees crore, which is around $53 billion. And India is JICA's largest loan program country globally. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember that JICA is the Japan International Cooperation Agency, which operates under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Japan. Also, note that Japan has been providing ODA to India since 1958, and the cumulative amount stands at approximately 4.4 lakh rupees crore. For mains, focus on India-Japan bilateral relations, the role of Niti Aayog, and the localization of SDGs in India. And for GS3, remember the role of ODA in India's infrastructure development. In conclusion, the Niti Aayogjika partnership is a significant step towards achieving the sustainable development goals in India, and it reflects the strong bilateral relationship between India and Japan. As India continues to strive for development and growth, such partnerships will play a crucial role in shaping the nation's future.